Good morning and welcome to Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. I'm your host, Rob Bird. We are truly honored to be able to bring to you the people and places of Southwest Michigan and beyond. What the and who? I can't remember the last time life was so amazing and confusing at the same time. Maybe it was the class of 1989 reunion this past weekend. I know I'll never be the same. Either way, we have so much to tell you, so let's get to it. On the show, Carrie Ann and Alex will be here to recap the summer day camp and preview what's ahead for the YDC Pal. Flashes and Sync are the subject with Matt Quameda from Norman Camera. Tom Renner from the Rotary will be here to talk about tomorrow's blueberry pancake breakfast and drop an exclusive announcement on the show about a grant or two or three. Going out of my comfort zone, I'm going to share with you four songs that I've written and recorded. Putting it out there on the radio is the hardest decision that I've ever made. It's all here right now on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Missed last week's episode of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show? Shame on you! But you're in luck. Here's Danny Donuts with last week's radio show recap.
Carrie Ann Johnson had Anna DeVries in the YDC Pal Spotlight. Anna is from South Haven's Kids Collaborative in Foundry Hall, and she brought in a variety of musical programming, including special guest teachers Margaret Todd Smith and Julie Combs, into the YDC Pal Summer Day Camp. They taught kids the Pitch Perfect Cup song and how to play keyboards. Carrie Ann got all philosophical and stuff and said, "Music makes you feel something. You might not remember what you do and say, but you remember how you feel." So these kids are going to remember these songs for a lot of years to come. The earworms have been planted. Tech Talk Time with Matt Quameda from Norman Camera featured two of Sony's new cameras, the A7R Mark IV, which replaces the A7R Mark III and the RX100 Mark VII. The Mark IV is going to feature 60 megapixel sensors with the sensor shift shooting mode that, along with some brand new software, can create a 240 megapixel image. The Mark VII is going to be able to shoot up to 20 frames per second without image blackout. These cameras will both be out in September. Jim Hettinger, who was hired as a contractor to be the economic strategist for the city of South Haven, was in the studio to talk about the future of South Haven. He's in charge of coming up with a plan for economic development for the next 5 to 7 years. His main concern is coming up with a viable plan for promoting the utilization of South Haven's infrastructure, specifically creating off-season full-time employment opportunities. Rob put Jim in the hot seat to find out about incorporating cannabis into that economic development plan, and Jim says they're looking into it. He says the city is open to hearing from the community. He thinks there might be a hidden niche that the city should be focusing on. Mylon Bettenbender and Lee Sisson talked about the Memory Lane concert, raising awareness how music can help patients dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. Inspired by a documentary, this is a life group project from LifeBridge Church, and they want to include the whole community. The concert will take place under the pavilion in downtown South Haven on Saturday, August 24th. Go to memorylaneconcert.info for more info. Donovan Lee Carpenter, a new country music artist who was born and still talks like he's from Texas, came into the studio for a short interview, and Rob played three of his songs off his new album, Stomping Ground, Another Beach Song, and Tight Pants Boogie. Donovan talked about how his country music dreams got put on the shelf and collected dust as he had a career in nursing and nuclear power, which brought him up to Southwest Michigan. He's now living the dream as a Nashville recording artist and trying to get his music out there. He's up to big things, so be sure to check out both him and his music. And speaking of dreams, your dream of getting a second chance to listen to last week's show is about to come true. Right after listening to this show, search for the My Radio Show podcast for last week's show. It's episode number 31 of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and it's time for the YDC Pal Spotlight, and I've got Alex and Carrie Ann with me this morning. How are you, ladies?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We've got several things you guys want to talk about. We even had to make a list, and we got a camp recap. We're going to talk about a talent show, which I hear was fantastic, and Blueville, which will need certainly more explanation, and the early camp 2020. Anybody can kind of vision what that might be about. So how are you guys?
Good.
Doing awesome.
All right. And so the camp is over, and we want to talk about how it went and what were the good things that happened, which is all of them. But, you know, give me the top couple.
Well, for me, I mean, the best thing was the talent show. I mean, we are going to touch on that a bit later, but it went amazing. It was so great. So many kids got to perform in it. They did a lot of numbers with dancing and singing.
Yeah.
And we did some skits, and even the staff all got on stage and did a big dance at the end, which was really fun. All the kids loved that.
And it was a surprise.
Yeah. It was a surprise, yes. Well, we came out with our cowboy hats, and we did the song called The Get Up.
Yeah, I mean, it's always wonderful when all that time and energy comes together, exactly. You know, comes to fruition at the very end. So other than don't talk about that again, because we got to talk about that later. So, you know, I guess recap quickly or recap it quickly.
So camp is officially over, but we are so excited with the partnerships that we have made and the fact that we were able to reach 115 kids this summer.
That's amazing.
So much, much bigger than what we have ever been, and hopefully going to be much, much bigger next summer. You know, we were just able to offer such a well-rounded experience for these kids, and the parents were so excited with what their kids were exposed to, experienced, felt, created the memories, and that kind of stuff. And so I just really wanted to say thank you to all of the families who brought their kids every day, all of the community members that supported us, all sure. of our partnerships and that kind of stuff, because with all of that together is what made camp camp.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that for just a second. When you talk about having record numbers, as that you think that, wow, what a positive that is. And it is a positive. It's a big one. But at the same time, what does that put you through when you have to maybe hit, it's unexpected. What happens?
Nothing huge. The biggest thing is just finding more quality staff. So, you know, your expected numbers, 60, 70 kids, no big deal. We have everybody scheduled for that. We've hired people, you know, that kind of stuff. When you start getting up into that 115 range, you know, it's just a matter of going out and finding more quality staff. So Right. Like we say all the time, if you're interested in making a difference in a youth's life, please visit our website at ydcpal.org or call our main office at 269-639-2489 to get more information, because we are constantly looking for positive leadership for these kids.
Get your resumes in now, and then make sure you stop by and visit once a week so they remember you.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to. People want to throw in resumes, but they don't want to be seen. Get your butts down there and say hi. That's what I say if you want to get a job.
Agreed.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if we really even recapped anything, but what the heck? Let's move on to the next thing. We talked about, you mentioned the talent show, Alex, but, you know, a little deeper than that, you know, really kind of what does it really mean to you when you see all of this work come together on the last night and people, the faces of parents, the faces of visitors, whatever the great things they probably heard afterward. Oh, this was unbelievable. What does that really mean to you?
Well, it's wonderful to see the kids work so hard towards that goal and then to see it accomplished in the end, and to feel, they feel so proud that they were able to do it. And I think that's really beautiful. And, you know, they also got to learn music, they got to learn dance, and they got mm-hmm. to practice that the whole summer. And it's great for them to see that through all the way through to the end. I feel like it's great for them to be able to do that at a summer camp.
Yeah.
They feel so accomplished mm-hmm. towards the end. And it's such a rewarding experience to see them feel like people cared about what they were doing. So it wasn't like we just went to summer camp and you learned to dance, but you went to summer camp, you learned to dance and you performed it. And then the looks on their faces when everybody stands up and cheers and gets so excited and supports them, that for me is what makes those kids want to come back next year, because that's what makes them feel something, you know.
Yeah.
They felt worth something. They felt important. They felt, you know,
nothing
all
better
those
than the sense of accomplishment.
Exactly.
Nothing better, no matter how old you are. Yeah. So I assume you've already made your 2020 commitment to be back in South Haven.
I'm hoping to be back, that's for sure.
What do you mean you're hoping to be back? I'm sure you've, I mean, it's really probably on your shoulders, whether they're going to have you back regardless.
Yeah.
Because
that
how
is
could you 100%. Not?
I mean,
I can already tell what the kids love about you. We're one of the most bubbly and beautiful people I've ever seen in my life. And that just, the kids just have to love that.
Oh, yeah. I love it. To be honest, it's been such a rewarding summer. I felt like I've made such a difference with these kids. And I'm excited to come back next year.
Right on. I know you'll be back. We'll see you again. All right. Well, let's move on because we're down to 3 minutes or so left here. But tell me about Blueville. What is it?
So Myers puts on a kids' day down for Blueberry Festival on Friday from 10 to 4. And we are sponsoring one of the tents down at their kids' day, Blueville. We're going to have some blueberry-themed games, and we just want to let everybody know to come and see us. So if you want a little extra time with Miss Carrie Ann and Miss Alex, come see us on Friday at Blueville from 10 to 4.
Yeah. Is there any kind of a charge, or is it free?
No, it's completely free. And you get a passport at the headquarters, and then you can go visit all the tents. And when you've completed all the activities, you can go turn it in for a prize.
Yeah. Alex, are you any part of that, or is the camp thing done? And
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there as well. So both of us will be there. So
okay.
Come see us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess let's move on from that. That's a quick one. Make sure you check it out. And you can always, I'm sure, go onto the website and find out. So ydcpal.org and find out a little bit more about that, because we kind of glanced right over it. But early camp 2020. What is it?
So this is the first time that we're offering an opportunity to register your child for summer camp 2020. For a discounted registration fee. So you can come see Ms. Carrie Ann at North Shore Elementary until August 23rd and sign your kid up. And your registration fee would only be $10. And you're all set to go for camp for 2020. Yeah. Let me tell you, camp 2020 is going to be spectacular.
It is.
You do not want to miss some of the things that me and Miss Alex have already planned. And it is going to be so amazing. So don't miss out. Make sure your kid has a spot this year. Get them signed up by August 23rd with Miss Carrie Ann at North Shore Elementary.
Well, maybe sometime here over the next year as we move forward, if we keep able to get the word out on the YDC Pal, hopefully we'll be able to divulge a few of those hints and secrets as the year goes
on. I'm keeping
them
secrets for right now, though.
All right. Well, I guess I won't try to pry them out of you just yet. So anything you want to tell anybody about YDC Pal? We got really about 30 seconds left.
Really, just if you're ever interested in volunteering or working, please, please visit our website at ydcpal.org. Call us at our main office at 269-639-2489 or like us on Facebook. Really make a difference in these kids' lives, and I promise you it'll be the most rewarding job that you've ever done.
Yeah, and I guarantee you'll love these ladies and being able to see them and say hi every day. So, well, with that being said, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in, and thank you, Carrie Ann and Alex.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
The Farm at Bloomingdale, a place where dreams begin. If you're planning a wedding, a reunion, a graduation party, or any other special occasion, then come visit our new and unique event center, The Farm at Bloomingdale. It's surrounded by orchards in the outskirts of Bloomingdale, Michigan. The Farm at Bloomingdale offers both indoor and outdoor spaces to accommodate your individual preferences and provides an atmosphere of rustic elegance. We also have a professional catering service on site with a wide variety of menu options that can be tailored just for you. For more information or to schedule a tour for your next special event, visit our website at www.thefarmatbloomingdale.com. The Farm at Bloomingdale, a place where dreams begin and memories last forever.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Tech Talk time once again with Matt Quameda, Norman Cameron, Kalamazoo. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you. Godex flashes and high-speed sync is the next thing, of subjects that we're going to speak about. And this ought to be a fun one for me because I know nothing about flashes and high-speed sync. So, I mean, I know enough to be dangerous and probably enough to limp through this interview, but what is a Godex flash and the high-speed sync?
Godex flashes are a new brand of flashes. I mean, they've been around for a few years, but they've just really now started gaining a lot of traction and being sold nationwide. But they're super easy to use. They're powerful flashes. I mean, guide numbers typically sit at 40 or higher, and their price points are going to be $300 or less, and some of them actually drop as low as like $150 for flashes with guide numbers around 60. So they're very affordable, very easy to use, very powerful flashes, and they're really giving manufacturers a kind of a run for their money.
Yeah. Are these flashes hot shoe flashes for the top of the camera, or are they mounted somewhere else? How are you?
Yes, both. Yeah, they have a whole series of TTL flashes that will mount to the shoe of your camera, so you can use them just like a standard speed light.
Mm-hmm.
Another big benefit to the Godox is they incorporate the wireless transmitters into the flashes. So all their flashes, whether they're the stand mount monolights or speed lights that mount on camera, they all have wireless receivers built in, so you can buy a transmitter and then control a infinite number of of their flashes off camera.
And do they all come with accessories for like umbrellas or bounce cards or stuff like that?
They'll have bounce cards built in, a lot of them. They'll also have wide angle diffusers built in. They do sell accessories so you can mount umbrellas, soft boxes. They actually have a Bowens mount adapter. So because Bowens is one of the more common soft box mounts out there. Okay. So you can easily, you know, find as many soft boxes and light modifiers as you need.
Okay. And who are the folks that are using these flashes?
We're seeing a lot of professional switch over, you know, going from using, you know, the $500-$600 Nikon and Canon speed lights to switching over into adding these flashes either as supplemental flashes or taking over as their main use flashes. Because they can get many, many more flashes for the same price. And like I said, their most powerful flash that they have for speed light only retails like $160, $170 bucks. Mm-hmm. And it competes well with the $600, $700 models that you're going to find in the manufacturer brands.
Okay. And why would someone, I mean, we're talking about being able to have them off the side on a stand or one mounted straight to the camera. What's the differences between the two?
Well, on-camera flash tends to be very direct light. So if you're shooting a subject and they're maybe standing close to a wall, you're going to get a kind of an odd shadow. Also, it's very direct light. So you're going to kill any shadows that you might want, which could be a good thing if you're trying to do kind of beauty photography. But sometimes when you're taking portraits, you do want to see shadows so you have depth in people's faces and things like that. And that's where you shooting off camera at an angle can really benefit you.
Okay. And I still see high speed sync. Is that part of the flashes as it is, or is this a whole separate issue?
Well, high speed sync is, again, another one of the big benefits of this brand because they put high speed sync on everything. A lot of brands, you kind of have to have specific models. You have to find specific models within their line that offer this feature. Yeah. But high speed sync allows you to sync the shutter with the flash over 250th of a second. A lot of cameras only normally sync around 160th with their flashes. So this triggering system that they have essentially forces the flash to stay on longer. That way, when the shutter is so quick, you don't get a half exposed frame. Sure. You get the entire frame exposed. And the big benefit to that is if you're shooting outdoors, you know, like a portrait, and you are shooting and you want to shoot wide open, to get a really good compression of your depth of field, your background tends to blow out, because of all the extra light that you have there. So if you keep the shutter too quick, your subject darkens if you want to, you know, expose the background. So this helps kind of balance that out. So you expose the background and the foreground evenly, and it makes your portraits kind of take them to the next level.
Sure. What are people saying about these, the flashes and the high-speed sync who are using them?
Everybody's loving it. For one, they're really reliable. They're very consistent because consistency is a big thing, you know, making sure that if you're taking four shots of the same thing that all four shots look the same. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about, you know, if you only got an opportunity to shoot one of them, that the exposure is going to be weird. It's going to be dead on. And these are working really, really well for everybody.
And everybody does it anyways, as even the best photographers, they bring it into a computer and typically will do a little light correction on it. But talk about the importance of being, of your raw image being close without having to do as much on the other side.
Yeah. I mean, because any bit of manipulation you do to a photo, whether it's raw or JPEG, you're messing with something. If you can be as close to perfect as possible out of the camera, not only will it just lessen the amount of time you spend in post-production making that image look good, manipulating less data just makes the picture look better in the long run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else we got? Anything else that may I ask about these flashes and high-speed sync that people need to know about?
The biggest thing that I think is really cool is a lot of them actually come with their own rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. A lot of camera flashes use AA's. So you get really good performance when those batteries are fresh. But then as the batteries begin to die, you're going to see longer recycle times, or you can't shoot at full power all the time.
What kind of batteries do they take?
Rechargeable lithium ions. They come with their own kind of battery packs. So they'll come with a charger for the battery pack, which allows you to charge the battery away from the flash. So if you get multiple batteries, you can kind of cycle them. You get almost instantaneous recharge cycles. You're getting 500 plus full power flashes out of these batteries, which is amazing. So you can, you know, if you're shooting a wedding and you're only shooting half power, you can probably go the entire day without having to swap a battery.
Well, a little off that subject, since you mentioned it, talking about batteries, lithium ion, rechargeables, how are they holding up?
They hold up really well. I mean, in today's technology, regardless if it's for flash, for camera, for camcorder, They're not like they used to be. You can charge them whenever you need to. They don't really have that battery memory problem like we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're getting longer.
Because that is an issue, the battery memory. They use zaps their life, and these batteries are not cheap.
No. Yeah, lithium-ion batteries, depending on the brand, I mean, you're spending $50, $60-plus dollars, and video camera batteries are even worse, a couple hundred dollars for batteries.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, lithium-ion technology has gotten better.
Where does somebody find more about Norman Camera?
You can find us online, normancamera.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or give us a call, 1-800-900-6676.
Once again, thank you very much, Matt. Awesome stuff. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, my name is Chuck Powers. I'm a realtor at Jakeway Realtors. Born and raised in Salt Haven, Michigan, I know there is nowhere more beautiful than where we live. From the sunshine on the shoreline to the serenity on our beaches. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, I would love to get together to find out how I may serve your needs. I will do whatever it takes to get the best value for you and your family. So give me a call, Chuck Powers, at 269-767-6386. To find out how I can be your hometown realtor.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and it's time to talk Blueberry Festival, and specifically we're talking to Tom Renner from the Rotary, and he's going to be talking about the Blueberry Breakfast out at the airport tomorrow. Before we get to it, I'll also let you know that we've got, we're going to do two segments with Tom. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about the actual event out there at the airport and what's happening. And at the end of that segment, the second segment, so you're going to have to stick with us and tell them or time it correctly. But Tom has a big announcement that has not been made publicly, and he's decided to do it on the show. So I certainly appreciate that, having the scoop. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Rob. Good to be with you.
How are you doing?
Doing great. Excited always this week for Blueberry Festival time, especially our Rotary event.
Right on. And not only do you take care of that, are you going to be snapping a lot of pictures for this too, as normal?
I will be. All festival long, taking away pictures. It's kind of fun this year with the sesquicentennial, and they've added some things that are to the Blueberry Festival beyond what we're going to talk about today. For example, they're going to have a beard contest.
A beard contest.
A beard. So people are going to have prizes, sesquicentennial prizes,
right,
for the best looking beard and the funniest looking beard and just things like that that really are making it this year's celebration very, very special.
Well, fantastic. Well, I guess tell me about the pancake breakfast that happens at the airport and, you know, kind of how all that kind of, tell me how big it is now, because last time I had been out there was several years ago and it was huge and there was lots and lots of people.
It's a tradition. This will be our 48th annual pancake breakfast at the South Haven Airport. I mean, that almost a half a century of flipping pancakes and putting fresh blueberries on them.
Mm-hmm.
The Rotary Club, and working with the Airport Authority, has put together a wonderful event once again. Beyond the great breakfast that people enjoy, there's just going to be a lot of displays of airplanes. There's going to be a car show. There's going to be opportunities to get in the air, actually, as we're going to have a vintage World War II plane there, helicopter rides, tethered balloon rides. So beyond a good feast, a great family event.
Well, let's call that the preview for our next segment, because we're going to talk a little more in depth about those things, and I really want to talk about being able to go up in the air in a plane too. But you know, when you talk about this pancake breakfast, I mean, it takes a village. How many volunteers are there pulling this thing off?
Well, we're 50 members strong. We encourage family members to get involved, those in the community, Miss South Haven and her court, for example. So there'll be probably 100 volunteers, because the work begins already on Friday, getting the setup of the tables and chairs and grills,
mm-hmm,
and working right into Sunday afternoon for the cleanup. So it takes, as I say, a village to accomplish this.
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, it's a few years ago when I was out there, the line was certainly quite long. How many people do you think you're going to feed that day?
Well, we've averaged about 1,500 meals, but last year we hit what we thought was a record, about 1,800. So we're going to gear up to be ready to serve 2,000 people this coming Sunday.
Yeah. Well, so what do people tell you about it when they leave and say, hey, man, this was really, really cool? What are they saying about the whole event out there?
Best pancake breakfast in South Haven, year in and year out. You know, we use fresh ingredients. The eggs are real fresh eggs. Thanks to the Grand Champs.
Blueberries are right off the bush, pretty much.
Abundant fresh blueberries that'll be picked, I'm sure, Sunday morning, ready. All you can eat. The kids under five are free. You just can't beat the meal.
Right on. And, you know, who is really kind of the one responsible for tying all this together? Because obviously there's got to be a chief. Who are we shouting out to who really kind of is the leader of making sure that this pancake breakfast happens?
Well, Don Hodgman, a longtime member of Rotary, is the key person for each of our pancake breakfasts. And, you know, he brings the whole club together at our meeting this week. You know, he just had a long litany of what member responsibilities there are. And it takes a lot of planning.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting the food ordered and the gas for the grills, you know, just a whole variety of things that need to happen, and they happen very reliably, thanks to Don.
Yeah, it's seamlessly, and you wouldn't even know it. Do you have an estimate on man hours, on how many people it takes to pull that off?
Well, if you figure, you know, 100 volunteers, 5 to 6 hours, so we're talking over 500 hours of volunteer
and that's
work.
Just for that day, you know, imagine all the time, the pre-time, and then your cleanup, and then you probably even do post-mortems on it and talk about what went well and, you know, what can we do better for next year.
Exactly. You know, we did that after our 4th of July breakfast, and members came up with some thoughts on that, and we'll do that again after this event.
Right, again. And that happens tomorrow. What time does it start?
We'll be flipping the first pancakes at 7 o'clock and going right up until noon.
Right until noon, and I would assume that at noon, if there are people still in line, we're going to cut the line off but finish them up, right?
Yeah, we never stop serving until everyone has gotten their breakfast.
Right on. Well, that's the pancake breakfast, and we thank the Rotary for doing so and putting on something like that, because it is a great community event. Now, I guess, tell me, we touched on a little bit before in a preview, and I think it's a time to talk a little bit more about that now. What else is happening out there at the airport that day?
Well, again, thanks to the wonderful support we receive from the airport staff and the regional board. Ross Woodham's a Rotarian spearheading that.
Right.
We've got a lot going on where we'll, from the Yankee Air Museum, from the former Willow Run Airport, is going to be bringing in a C-47 airplane.
Wow.
Very unique, one of very few remaining. I just was researching that. And during World War II, out at the Willow Run Airport, they manufactured maybe about 16,000 of these aircraft for our war effort. And there's less than 300 of them remaining. It's been a real war horse over the years, a workhorse over the years. And they'll be flying that in and offering people rides on that.
I think it was a war horse, too, was it not?
It really was. It really was.
Well, Tom, it kind of wasn't. I didn't expect to talk so much about this, but we need to go to a break here in just a minute. And what I want to do is we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about that event. But do the doors open for the event at the same time as the pancake breakfast, or does it open earlier at the airport?
No, it will begin at 7 o'clock. I mean, we'll be there working under the headlights of our cars at sunrise to get all ready. Then the real activity, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock when the planes start arriving. We invite pilots from all over Michigan to fly into the South Haven Airport that morning. So throughout the morning, folks can see planes landing, taking off, get up close to them as they're parked on the tarmac.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back, and we will talk about that a little bit more, and we'll be back with our special announcement for everybody. But right now, we got to take a break, and we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. Did you know you can catch our hourly Loop bus 7 days a week in South Haven and Pawpaw? Our Bangor Apple Loop operates 3 days a week, and you can ride our brand new Hartford Loop every Thursday and Friday. We also offer dial-a-ride service in South Haven, Pawpaw, and throughout the entire county. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Got questions? Call our friendly dispatchers at 427-7921. Van Buren Public Transit. Our business is picking up.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then I guess it's time for a video from Moondog Productions, telling stories at 30 pictures per second. Ever heard music, a voice, or seen moving words on a picture? I don't think so. The best way to tell your story is with a video. And Moondog Productions will create an eye-catching video that will attract attention to you. Check out MoondogPro.net for video samples, client testimonials, and contact information. Let Moondog Productions shape your image and take you from concept to creation to completion. Moondog Productions.
Rappers, Moon Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I've got Tom Renner still here with me. And we're talking about the Blueberry Festival and specifically the pancake breakfast that's happening tomorrow. We've already talked about that in the last segment, so too late for you if you're just joining us. So what we're going to talk about a little bit more is we talked a little bit about the what's going to be happening at the airport, the other things with planes and some of the other special family things to do. But one thing we didn't talk about was that the C-47 SkyTrain, which is actually going to be here and available to take for a ride. Tell me a little bit about that, Tom.
That's true. The C-47 out of the Yankee Air Museum at the former Willow Run Airport. It's quite a unique museum with lots of vintage aircraft, many of which are still flying, including this C-47, which workhorse for the United States during World War II, involved in a lot of campaigns, mainly a supply type of an aircraft, mm-hmm. not a fighter aircraft, and manufactured here in Michigan, over 15,000 of them that were made during the war effort.
And designed by Douglas,
and we're on. Understand there are about 300 yet that are still operable in this country, many of them by nonprofits such as the Yankee Air Museum. Yeah. So they'll be coming in. They'll be offering the opportunity for people to take a ride. Can you just imagine being up in that World War II craft and flying over the shoreline of South Haven?
Absolutely. And when I was out there several years ago, they had the Flying Fortress. I think it might have been.
I think you're right, and that is still flying too, because I saw just an article this past week where they had that at another special event.
I seen a few people going up on that, and I would say one was a Rupert, and I'm like, oh man, it's really fun to go up on that. But did we say price on that?
I'm told it'll be $95 per person.
Okay,
and that's from time to take off to time you return is about an hour. And circling the South Haven area, just rare views for people.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, the only time they get out to our airport is this fly-in breakfast.
And right.
We have so much to be proud of that how that airport serving, this community, for more than 70 years, if I remember. So when people come, we want them to take a look at not only those smoking grills with the pancakes smoking, but to take a look at all of the facility at the airport, the aircraft that are both based there, as well as those that will be flying in from throughout Michigan for our breakfast.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on. When I was out there a few years ago, and everybody ever wanted to check it out, it's like 6 years ago, I did a documentary about the Blueberry Festival and covered that a bit. And it was kind of cool. You could actually walk out kind of out to the end of the runway and in the little pasture there in the grass and stand there. And at least they didn't say anything to me. I was out there with a camera, but they'd take off and they'd be right above you. And probably where they are is about 50 feet over your head. It was really, really cool.
Well, I don't want to call you a risk taker, but I don't know, a daredevil, but we probably won't let people get quite that close.
I'm not a daredevil. I don't jump out of planes or anything.
You can stand along the runway and watch these planes. And there'll be a helicopter coming in and offering rides as well. The tethered balloon rides.
Oh, yeah, there was some there.
Are kind of fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's going to be a fabulous event tomorrow, and get out there. And if you want to get the pancake breakfast, get in line soon, I would suggest. And the rest of the stuff, check out that airport. Really, really cool stuff. So
we're blessed to have
No doubt. And let's hope for great weather tomorrow. And on top of that, let's talk about, we said we had a surprise coming up and something that hasn't been released publicly yet. And it has to do with some matching grants and some good things that are happening around South Haven to help us out here a little bit. A little tongue-tied this morning. But so, you know, tell me a little bit about that, Tom. What's happening?
Well, our motto is service beyond self, and we take great, great pride in being able to support community organizations through our fundraising. Of course, the Pancake Fly-In Breakfast is our biggest fundraiser of the year. But in recent years, we also, as a club, have been trying to take advantage of some other grant programs. Rotary is an international organization. Mm-hmm. We're a member of a district of about 56 clubs, and the district has a grant program. And this year, we submitted the applications for three different grants to benefit our community. And delightfully, we're pleased to announce today that all three are being funded.
Incredible.
There are matching grants, dollar for dollar. Our club matches what the district provides. But we're going to be able to help in the installation of a fire detection system at the Scott Club building.
Awesome.
The historic structure there.
It's one we'd never want to lose. And we talked a little bit about that, and I know I don't want to belabor the point too much about it. And I asked something about, well, why didn't we do fire suppression? And the answer you had for me was something I wouldn't have thought about. Tell me, what was your answer?
Well, water damage in a historic building, especially, can be devastating.
Just as much as the fire.
And the way these sophisticated detection systems now are with smoke and motion, there's an immediate alert that goes to an alarm company who notifies the fire department, and the fire department can be there. We have that now at the Liberty Hyde Bailey Museum. We have it now at the Historical Association, and we'll be getting it put in at the Scott Club.
Nice. So it's all about response.
It's all about response. That's exactly right. You don't want to wait till the smoke is coming out under the eaves, so to speak.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, number two, we got some splash pad news with
this.
That's
right. We've had a lot of tragic news of late for Lake Michigan.
Yes, we have.
On Lake Michigan. And, you know, we're excited for the city's project to build a splash pad, which really is a safety-orientated idea for the kids to, families come down, they want to enjoy the beach. The red flags say you shouldn't go into the lake.
Yeah.
Beginning next summer, this beautiful new splash pad will be in. And we're pleased to announce we're going to be awarding for that project to the city of South Haven approximately $15,000. Yeah. $10,000 from our own coffers, the district funds, and some other fundraisers that we've had specifically designed for that. And the third project, and one that's been longstanding, is we like to support our education program in the community, and have created an endowment that benefits both the South Haven Public Schools and Lake Michigan College, South Haven. And we're going to be increasing the scholarship fund thanks to a grant from a district. And that endowment now has nearly $150,000 in it. So, endowments are kind of a living thing. Yeah. Year in and year out, you're able to support beneficiaries of that.
Well, quickly, I don't have much time for, but who does that endowment benefit as far as what scholarships are being given out?
Well, Lake Michigan's program is for students enrolled at South Haven. And the program of the public schools benefits teachers in their classrooms with projects that otherwise wouldn't be funded through the regular school budget.
Kudos to you guys. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, my name is Chuck Powers. I'm a realtor at Jakeway Realtors. Born and raised in Salt Lake, Michigan, I know there is nowhere more beautiful than where we live. From the sunshine on the shoreline to the serenity on our beaches. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, I would love to get together to find out how I may serve your needs. I will do whatever it takes to get the best value for you and your family. So give me a call, Chuck Powers at 269-767-6386. To find out how I can be your hometown realtor.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show. Mm-hmm.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And for this segment, I'd like to, I think, try something a little bit different. I don't actually have a guest, and I've been wanting to do this for about 3 years. And 3 years ago, it's something I only could dream about, and that was writing music. And, you know, 3 years ago, more than 3 years ago, a few significant events happened in my life where I'd found a little surplus time and the ability and the kind of want to use that time productively and between video projects. So, you know, music has always been huge in my life, and it can be full of love, hate. It can be cathartic. It can be learning. It can be healing. And most of all, you know, for me, it has been therapy. For those things that are not in my control. So I took to writing music, and inspiration does come from everywhere and anywhere. So go ahead and try to guess the inspiration for my songs, but I will certainly never tell. So in the spirit of not holding back anymore and going for everything that comes across, comes my way, I'm offering this to you. Here's a song that I wrote a couple years ago called Hey Pretty Lady.
Hey Pretty Lady.
Hey, pretty lady on my street.
The South Haven Class of 1989 had a reunion last weekend. Such events like that can certainly bring back some very painful and great memories. And seeing some old friends, old girlfriends, and some new friends that I picked up along the way, the inspiration for a song came straight from the heart. So I dedicate this song to all the girls of the South Haven Class of 1989, who we have all loved and lost.
Bloomingdale, a place where dreams begin. If you're planning a wedding, a reunion, a graduation party, or any other special occasion, then come visit our new and unique event center, The Farm at Bloomingdale. It's surrounded by orchards in the outskirts of Bloomingdale, Michigan. The Farm at Bloomingdale offers both indoor and outdoor spaces to accommodate your individual preferences and provides an atmosphere of rustic elegance. We also have a professional catering service on site with a wide variety of menu options that can be tailored just for you. For more information or to schedule a tour for your next special event, visit our website at www.thefarmatbloomingdale.com. The Farm at Bloomingdale, a place where dreams begin and memories last forever.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. You're just a phone call away to safe, accessible, and affordable transportation. Our courteous drivers and dispatchers will make you feel like the star that you are. Just give us a call, make a reservation, and a Van Buren Public Transit bus will pull right up to your curb. Or check out our hourly loop schedule and plan your day out on the town. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Call 427-7921. Van Buren Public Transit. Our business is picking up.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. I thought I'd continue doing a little more original music. because I personally believe that creating music, films, radio shows allow for a creative outlet that really is second to none. Ask any musician, radio show host, or filmmaker, and they'll tell you too. You know, I'll attest to it, but I do all three, and this is my show, so you may not believe me. But, you know, really am living the dream. If you have a dream in any of those categories, I would certainly encourage you to reach out to the show. I'd love to talk to you about it. Dreams are meant to be achieved. But I do think that this next song, I might have been a little bit angry when I wrote this a couple years ago, but I called it One Way or Another.
If I don't do it now, I never will. But please don't forget me as the smile drops from my face. Know where I've been, but if you try to follow, you won't see me again. The times are a-changing, I can't stop them now. The things I put in motion will kill me somehow. Forget my face, I won't remember yours. If you try to stop me, I will knock you down. If you try to see me, I'll knock off your crown. It's time for me to go, leave this place behind. One way or another, I will be just fine.
Once again, that was One Way or Another. Very, very angry song, but very, very healing. As I said earlier, inspiration can come from anywhere. This song, and the story behind this song goes way back. Back to a days of baseball, JAA baseball in South Haven, to the All-Stars at Eaton Park in St. Joe. The memory from this song is so vivid to me that it feels like it was yesterday. Anyone who might remember the story, it probably does too, because it really was a cool story. Also, those that may remember this guy and know who I'm talking about, which I'm not going to tell you, remember him as a very, very imposing figure at the age of 12. And I think you may just know by that hint. It's called An Introduction to Bam Bam. And I hope he's not angry with us. He may have heard it before and he hasn't come after me yet. So, but it's part of a full 5-song songumentary, if that's a word, called The Legend of Bam Bam. And I think I could write probably songs about this guy all day. I hope you enjoy it. This is An Introduction to Bam Bam.
Sit down right there. I have a story I want to tell you. It's about a man boy. Some in town would call him Bam Bam. could hit a baseball a country mile, as long as it was a fastball. His name was Bam Bam, Bam-a-lam, Bam-a-lam-a-la-bam-bam. Oh, Bam Bam, he drove a big brown truck. He'd run over anything if it got in his way. At the age of 10, he grew a full beard, and he swung a big old man bat. In an all-star game, he hit a home run. They took his bat and said, "You can't hit with that." They gave him a little league bat and said, "Try again." To the plate with red in his eye. He took a big old swing. He missed it by a foot. Stepped back to the plate. Kept his weight back. Oh, Bam Bam. Oh, Bam Bam. Oh, Bam Bam. Bam Bam, Bam, Bam hit the ball so far. We had to squint our eyes. Oh, Bam Bam! It flew so fast and far over the fence, and then another fence. It hit the second baseman on another field. Oh, Bam Bam! Ran around those bases with a smile on his face. Oh, Bam! Bam Bam, he said, "You took my bat. I don't want it back." Oh, Bam Bam,
Bam Bam,
oh, Bam Bam, Bam. He drove a big brown truck at the age of 10. When he got sent to prison, threw a man through a plate glass window after school. Oh, oh, Bam Bam, he was a big old man. He was a big old man.
Well, this certainly has been an absolute pleasure being able to bring you a little bit of music. Done that with a few other people. Decided, I guess, maybe it was time for mine. Or maybe it was just that I had jury duty this week's show and didn't have enough people to fill it all out. Either way, I hope you enjoyed the music and I hope you enjoyed all the guests. We'll be right back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. Did you know that Van Buren County residents age 60 and over ride for free 7 days a week with our Transit Rider Card? Our handicap accessible buses make it easy for everyone to get around town. We can get you to your appointments, the store, and to your favorite restaurants. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Call our friendly dispatchers at 427-7921 to arrange a ride. Van Buren Public Transit, our business is picking up.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then I guess it's time for a video. From Moondog Productions, telling stories at 30 pictures per second. Ever heard music, a voice, or seen moving words on a picture? I don't think so. The best way to tell your story is with a video. And Moondog Productions will create an eye-catching video that will attract attention to you. Check out MoondogPro.net for video samples, client testimonials, and contact information. Let Moondog Productions shape your image and take you from concept to creation to completion. Moondog Productions.
Rappers, Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Well, this show, just like every show, has to come to an end, and it's time to say goodbye until next Saturday. I'd like to say thank you to all our guests on the show and everyone else who played a part in this episode of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show. If you would like to appear on the show, send all inquiries to moondogpro1@yahoo.com. Remember to find us on Facebook and other social media to get the full scoop on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show. If you missed anything or just want to listen again, find us on podbean.com, iTunes, Google Play Music, or on the Purple Podcast app on your mobile phone. Portions of this show are pre-recorded, like the music you just heard, and I hope that you enjoyed it. From all of us here at Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, we'll see you next time, at this time, right here on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Farewell and have a great Saturday, the best day of the week. Been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2019.